This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. President Ramchandra Pawdel issues 4 ordinances on recommendation of Council of Ministers. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says he has no intention of splitting or merging any political party. Pre-launch of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal beginning tomorrow to formalize merger of Radio Nepal and Nepal Television into public service broadcaster. And South Korea claims 300 North Korean soldiers killed fighting Ukraine. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Pawdel has issued 4 ordinances on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. According to the Office of the President, the ordinances include the ordinance to amend some Nepal acts relating to the promotion of good governance and public service delivery, the Economic Procedures and Fiscal Responsibility First Amendment Ordinance, the Privatization First Amendment Ordinance, and the Economic and Business Environment Reform and Investment Promotion Ordinance. Meanwhile, Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung has stated that the government issued ordinances to ensure good governance, increase capital expenditure and promote foreign investment. Speaking at a press conference in Simhadarbar to publicize the decisions of the recent cabinet meeting, government spokesperson and communication minister Gurung claimed that the ordinances were necessary for immediate implementation as parliamentary procedures take time. He further informed that the cabinet approved an additional grant of approximately 1.63 billion rupees from the World Bank for the Forest for Prosperity project. Minister Gurung also announced that the minimum support price for wheat has been set at 3,867.38 rupees per quintal for the current fiscal year. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli clarified that he has no intention of splitting or merging any political party. The Prime Minister's remark came while extending congratulations and best wishes to the newly elected office bearers and members of the Federation of Nepali Journalists in Balwata today. The Prime Minister dismissed rumours about an ordinance on party division, emphasising that such decisions are internal matters for each party. On journalists' issues, Prime Minister Oli assured that the government would draft laws to combat fake news and support press freedom. The pre-launch of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, PSBN, will take place for 3 days from tomorrow to Thursday to mark the merger of Radio Nepal and Nepal Television into the public service broadcaster. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung will inaugurate the event tomorrow. The program will feature a panel discussion on international practices in public service broadcasting with representatives from ABU, AIBD, BBC and ABC sharing their insights tomorrow. PSB Nepal Chairman Dr. Mahendra Bista believes the pre-launch will establish a strong foundation for Nepal's public service broadcasting. The discussions will focus on strengthening democracy, nation building and fostering cooperation between the people and the state through public service broadcasting. All sessions including the inauguration will be broadcast live on Nepal Television, Radio Nepal and their digital platforms. The event coincides with the Parliament's endorsement of the Public Service Broadcasting Act 2024, which formalizes the merger of Radio Nepal and Nepal Television into a public service broadcaster. The Ministry of Health and Population has issued the Patient Referral National Directory. The directory outlines procedures for referring patients when treatment is unavailable due to limitations such as lack of equipment, specialists, or other valid reasons. In emergencies or for inpatients, the referring facility must coordinate until the patient is admitted to the referred facility. Referrals are prohibited if the initial facility can treat the patient. The directory also mandates confirming service availability and bed space before referring a patient and sharing patient information to avoid duplicate tests. The goal is to reduce congestion in government hospitals by promoting need-based referrals. The trial phase for new water supply pipelines in the Kathmandu Valley has been successfully completed. Following the resumption of water supply from the Melamti River, the Project Implementation Directorate tested 980 kilometers of pipeline across 33 water supply networks under the Melamti Sub-Project 2. Project Directorate Chief Tika Bahadur Chowdhury said 14 networks have been handed over to the Kathmandu Valley Water Supply Management Board and the process for transferring the remaining 19 is underway. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Internet ma surf garnus.
Data voice SMS.
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *14# हेस टाइल गर्नुहोस्.
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Classes have been suspended in 93 community schools in Solukhumbu district due to extreme cold. 7 local levels have announced winter holidays for schools in the areas as temperatures dropped significantly, making it difficult to conduct classes. Prakanta Neopane, Information Officer at the Education Development and Coordination Unit, said schools began closing in November. Out of the district's 289 community schools, 93 are on winter break. The temperature in the upper regions of Solukhumbu has reached as low as minus 20 degrees Celsius, with Saleri also experiencing sub-zero temperatures. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Around 300 North Korean soldiers have been killed and 2,700 wounded while fighting in Russia's war against Ukraine, a South Korean lawmaker claimed, citing information from Seoul's spy agency. According to the AFP news agency, Seoul has previously claimed North Korean leader Kim Jong-un had sent more than 10,000 soldiers as cannon fodder to help Moscow fight Kyiv in return for Russian technical assistance for Pyongyang. Over the weekend, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Kyiv had captured 2 North Korean fighters, releasing video of the injured fighters being interrogated and raising the possibility of a prisoner swap for captured Ukrainian troops. The fires in Los Angeles could take off again on Tuesday or Wednesday, the BBC cited Pasadena Fire Chief Chad Augustine as saying. High winds are forecast and they are at a fork in the road in the fight against the blaze. There are 3 wildfires still burning in the Los Angeles area. The largest, Palisades, which has burned through more than 23,000 acres, is 13% contained. The second biggest, Aiton, has burnt through more than 14,000 acres and is 27% contained. At least 24 people have died in the wildfires, with another 16 missing. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly region of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Manglifera in Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudhapashchim Province. There is a possibility of light snowfall at one or two places of the mountainous region of Koshi Province, partly cloudy to Manglifera and weather in the mountainous region of Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province and Manglifera in the mountainous region of Karnali Province and Sudhapashchim Province. And the weather is likely to remain mainly fair in the Tarai region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Podil issues 4 ordinances on recommendation of Council of Ministers. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says he has no intention of splitting or merging any political party. Pre-launch of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal beginning tomorrow to formalize merger of Radio Nepal and Nepal Television into Public Service Broadcaster. And South Korea claims 300 North Korean soldiers killed fighting Ukraine. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.